You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Bradley Bowman, Senior Director, Center on Military and Political Power, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, talking about even the all-powerful United States needs friends, partners, and allies in a conflict where we're looking at Eurasia's two powers, both of them nuclear powers, Moscow and Beijing, and then we have the rogue state of Pyongyang, North Korea, and the rogue state of Tehran, Iran. We need partners, and we have one in Israel. Brad, a very good evening to you. Publishing this in the Washington Times, I want to go immediately to the example of cooperation and alliance and unfinished business. Who was Fuad Shakur, and how did he relate to the United States? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John, and it's great to join you again. And thanks for the question, the opportunity to talk about our research. You know, what the central argument that we're making in this piece, as you hinted there, is that we're confronting an extraordinary and I would say unprecedented growing axis of aggressors consisting of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. And we don't have the means to confront them all ourselves. And we need allies. And in the Middle East, our most reliable, capable, and motivated ally is Israel. And there's just so many ways that we Americans selfishly benefit from that security partnership. And one of them is that we have no more motivated partner against Middle East terrorism, no more motivated and capable partner than Israel. And that's not just like some, you know, fancy thing that you talk about in colleges and universities in the ivory tower. It is very tangible. Consider the case of Fuad Shakur. He was a top Hezbollah commander who the U.S. government says played a key role in the 1983 Beirut Marine Barracks bombing. The older listeners will remember, resulting in the deaths of 241 U.S. military personnel, as well as others. As part of the Rewards for Justice program, the United States offered a $5 million reward for information, John, that would bring him to justice. But that effort didn't yield any results. You know what did? The Israel Defense Forces yielded results. On July 30th, as part of their military operations against Hezbollah, they killed Shakur. He will never again harm American troops, thanks to the Israelis. So that's a tangible example of how when we support our partner Israel diplomatically and provide them the means of self-defense, we Americans directly benefit.
Israel's fighting a seven-front war at least, directed by the bad actors in Tehran, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. So Brad looks at where it is that we are benefiting from Israel's fight. We go now to the tunnels of the Hamas, the Gaza to Sinai tunnels, the tunnels all underneath the Gaza Strip that have bedeviled the Israeli Defense Forces more than a year to fetch out the Hamas fighters and the hostages.
Years before anyone was talking about in any significant way tunnels in Gaza after the October 7 horrific terror attack, Israel was confronting tunnels coming under the borders into Israel proper that Hezbollah in the north and Hamas in the south were building so that terrorists could go through these tunnels, pop up at night, and kill Israeli men, women, and children in their beds. So out of necessity, out of a threat presented by terrorists, Israel developed world-class technology to detect, map, and destroy these tunnels. At some point, we Americans came along and said, wow, that's important work. we'd like to help you because we think you have a right to exist, Israel, and we think maybe we could benefit. So there was a group called the Combating Terrorism Technical Support Office doing this work. I was involved when I worked in the U.S. Senate in helping to draft the legislation authorizing and funding American work with them. Well, that's great. We want to support Israel. But how did we benefit? Well, a lot of Americans don't know, but as we highlight in this piece, those technologies that we helped Israel, that they developed and that we supported their development of, we then took those technologies and used them on our southern border to detect drug tunnels coming under the border from Mexico through which terrorists could come. And we also used that same technology to detect tunnels that ISIS was digging to try to get closer to our bases and to surveil and attack our bases. And so there literally are drugs that are not in the United States. There are terrorists that are not in the United States. There are Americans who came home from war because of our cooperation with Israel on these terror tunnels.
Now we go to the big one. More than 100 warplanes in the strike against Iran in these last days. And you identify F-15I, F-16I, F-35I, all American built but augmented by Israel. How do we benefit from that strike?
Yeah, so John, you know, this is one of the most impressive strikes I've seen in quite some time. We're talking about more than 100 Israeli fighter jets, air refuelers, reconnaissance aircraft conducting a complex, multi-hour, multi-phase, long-range military operation that basically destroyed Iran's strategic air defense capabilities and destroyed a significant portion of its missile production capabilities. And what did they use for this part of it? They used, as you said, F-15I, F-16I, F-35I. These are American-built aircraft, yes, flown by very talented Israeli pilots, yes, with Israeli enhancements, that destroyed what? Among many things, they destroyed Russian-made S-300 air defense systems. So this was, at risk of slight oversimplification, this was American aircraft destroying Russian air defense systems. Ooh, not a good look for Putin. Any country that has ordered Russian air and missile defenses may want to request a refund. That would deprive the dictator Putin of revenue for his war of aggression in Ukraine, and it would probably increase orders for American weapons. And I'm not saying that because I'm getting paid by some defense company. I'm not. I want the American arsenal of democracy to be as capable as possible. And by the way, it'll bolster our economy and employ Americans. But in the end, it's going to help ensure our troops never confront better armed adversaries. And you can thank Israel for that. They're the ones that showed how our F-35s are pretty darn awesome and the S-300s aren't that great. And it kind of makes decisions like Ankara's decision to choose the S-400 over the F-35 look pretty foolish with the benefit of hindsight.
One more detail about that strike. I believe that it communicated that Israel can hit anyone anytime it wants and you don't even see it. Is that a lesson that we can benefit from, that our aircraft are so good they won't even see us coming?
Well, you know, the F-35 is designed to make it difficult to detect via radar. It's not invisible, but it's much harder to detect. This is what we saw here was a combination of good military planning, very excellent aircraft, and excellent pilots. And that's what we're seeing here. Basically, Iran, at slight risk of oversimplification, is now playing soccer without a goalie. Israel can go back anytime they want and basically hit anything they want. They took all that the Biden administration would give them and didn't go any further. But if Iran, for politically understandable reasons, but strategically foolish reasons, launches another 250 ballistic missiles at Israel, Israel's going to come back. And next time, they might hit their energy infrastructure, they might hit their nuclear program, and they might even hit the regime. And Supreme Leader Khamenei has to consider that.
Last 30 seconds, Brad. Does Washington take this lesson that you're giving in the Washington Times? Do you hear this lesson on the Hill that they appreciate Israel?
I think it depends who you talk to. I think there's broad bipartisan consensus and understanding that Israel is a wise investment and supporting them is not charity. But there are some troubling developments on the far left, and I think we have to acknowledge that. And so I'm speaking in this piece to anyone who's willing to consider the facts, consider that we get far more than we give in the relationship with Israel.
Bradley Bowman is Senior Director of the Center on Military and Political Power, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.